You're listening to SBS News.
Even in the air, Pope Francis can't avoid scandal. Flying on the papal plane from Dublin, he's brushed aside questions over a document accusing him and others of helping cover up abuse by a United States cardinal. The Pope has told journalists to make up their own minds. The 11-page statement by a former Vatican ambassador to the United States alleges the cardinal's behaviour was well known for years. The author was himself forced to resign last month after being accused of abusing a minor about 50 years ago. The allegations are a blow to the Pope's shift towards a more open and transparent Catholic Church, one which condemns abuse rather than ignores it. In a recent letter to the world's Catholics, he promised cover-ups of abuse cases were done. And on his first papal trip to Ireland in nearly 40 years, Pope Francis apologised for historic abuses by church officials going back several decades in the deeply Catholic country. To children living in religious-run institutions who were abused by church figures. To single mothers whose children were taken away. To priests and other religious officials who took advantage of the vulnerable. He said sorry.
Pedimos perdón por los abusos.
We ask forgiveness for the abuses in Ireland, abuses of power, of conscience, and sexual abuses perpetrated by members with roles of responsibility in the church. In a special way, we ask pardon for all the abuses committed in various types of institutions run by male or female religious and by other members of the church, and we ask for forgiveness for those cases of exploitation through manual work that so many young women and men were subjected to. We ask forgiveness.
The Pope met a group of survivors before making the public apology at a mass attended by more than 100,000 people in Dublin. But while some welcomed his visit, for others it was a painful reminder of years of suffering at the hands of the church. It's believed tens of thousands of women and girls passed through the country's Magdalen laundries, used essentially as slave labour until as recently as 1996. Girls as young as 9 years old were forced to work at the Catholic nun-run establishments, where one in every 10 inmates died. Survivors of church-run mother and baby homes, meanwhile, estimate around 100,000 single mothers were forcibly separated from their babies, many never to see their children again. In 2014, the remains of almost 800 babies in the Irish town of Tuam were discovered at the site of one of those former homes. In the town, hundreds of people have gathered to hear the names of the dead read aloud. Organiser Annette McKay's own mother was sent to the home when she became pregnant at 17 and died not knowing what happened to the remains of her baby girl, who died of illness at 6 months old.
There's no bells, there's no whistles, there's no mass. We've got nothing to say to the Catholic Church. We wanted it to be a silent rebuke. You should be here, but you're not here, but we're here.
Abuse survivor Paul Redmond, who now campaigns for other victims, was one of those who met with Pope Francis. He says he hopes the apology signals the start of a new chapter, but he says words alone are not enough.
We're looking for unqualified, wholehearted apologies. And certainly we got one today from the Pope, but whether that will translate into a huge official apology from the church is another matter. But it's whether that translates into actual actions. That's what really matters to us. That's what really matters to us and to survivors around the world. And to 1.2 billion Catholics around the world who are desperate to see their own church actually finally just confess and atone for their sins.
The Catholic Church's influence in Ireland has substantially weakened, evidenced by citizens voting in favour of abortion and same-sex marriage in recent years. But the legacy of the Church's painful practices lingers. Australia too is dealing with accusations of systematic abuse by the Church, with cases still in court. Cardinal George Pell's trial is continuing in the County Court of Victoria, where he's been charged with historical sexual offences. He denies all of them. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.